Good morning. Happy Monday to you all. Today is Daf Lamed Aleph, Daf Lo in Tzemura. And hopefully I've got the video set up correctly. So if somebody on the internet wants to call in and let us know, it's okay. You guys are probably asleep, but you'll see it later. So today is Daf Lamed Aleph. I do want to make a clarification from yesterday. We're talking about Esnan Zona and who a Kohen can marry. Please do not paskin any shilas based on the Daf Yomi. Please do not paskin based on me. I'm not a posek. If you are a Kohen getting married, there are serious shilas. So please ask a qualified local posek. The story that I told yesterday about the... Beautiful. It's coming out. It's coming out. We've got the echo. Beautiful. It's good. So it's coming in. Thank you for checking that out. So it's very good.
This is what's coming in.
That's what's coming in? Good.
Yeah.
God willing. Okay. The story yesterday about the Kohen who got engaged to the Ethiopian girl, and they got a psak from Rav Avadia to go ahead and Mazel Tov get married. That's the Ethiopians do not gerus. It was actually, I looked up the story, the Maisa, it was a Talmud of Rav Aviner. Rav Aviner needs no introduction in the Dat Elumi world, but he's the Rav of Betel, and he's one of the big guns, one of the Gedolei Hador, and you see the incredible Ahavat Yisrael that he had. His Talmud showed up, a Kohen, saying, I was engaged to an Ethiopian girl. And he didn't say, uh-oh. He said, listen, let's find a heter, let's find a psak. And Rav Aviner went around to the Gedolei Hador until he got in writing, the psak from Rav Avadia to go ahead. You see the tremendous Ahavat Yisrael to be matir, what some would call an intermarriage, you know, a nice Ashkenazi Kohen to an Ethiopian girl. See, it took tremendous Ahavat Yisrael, and Rav Avadia himself moved mountains in Halakha to point out, to prove from the Rishonim, and prove that the Ethiopians are really Jewish. It's the Tshuva is in Yabia Omer 8:11, and this psak that Rav Avadia made when he was the chief Sephardic rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, this is what was Gurim, what really pushed the Israeli government to save over 80,000 Ethiopian Jews, because now we knew they were really Jews. Rav Avadia proved conclusively and pushed aside the worries of Rav Moshe and other Gedolei Hador of the time that these Jews were really Jews, and Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael was able to save them and have them come home. See the tremendous Ahavat Yisrael, both of Rav Aviner Shlita and Rav Avadia Zatzal. But again, please don't paskin from the Daf Yomi, and please, let's all work on our Ahavat Yisrael. Beautiful. So, we're actually zoche to start at the top of Lamed Aleph, Vlad Treifa. Now, our Mishnah has been discussing animals, things that cannot go up on the Mizbech. And Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, a Vlad Treifa, lo yekorev al gabei Mizbech. So, what's the reason? Lamanda amar Treifa, the gear should be Treifa Yoledis. Now, there's a machlokis. Remember, back in Chulin, back when we were learning Chulin, there was a machlokis if a trefa is yoledis, if a trefa animal can actually give birth or get pregnant. We said maybe when she's sick, she does not accept a male, she does not mate, and will not get pregnant. So it was a machlokis over there. The mandam a trefa yoledis, mishkachasla, you could find such a case. Kegon shenitrefa, the female animal got trefa. She got a medical problem or an injury where she was going to pass away from this. Lesof Ibra. And then afterwards she got pregnant. So that opinion holds she could get pregnant after. Baha Pligi. And therefore, here's the machlokis. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Zeve Zegorim Aser. We've had this concept. Zeve Zegorim means there's two causing factors to the item. So here there's a male animal giving the seed, and there's the mother animal who is giving the egg, and Nebuch, she's a trefa. So Rabbi Lezer holds Zev Zegorim Aser. Since the mother is a trefa, when she gets pregnant, the child also has the status of Vlad trefa and can't go on the Mizbeach. Rabbanon, the rabbis who matir it, Savre Zev Zegorim Mutter. They hold since the male animal has a contribution and he is kosher, he's not a trefa. So since only part of it comes out of a trefa, the Vlad of the mother animal who's a trefa is Mutter on the Mizbeach. The Mandam or trefa, Eina Yoledis, the Gershon should be, Mashkachas law. You could find such a case. Kagonja Ibra, the animal was already pregnant. Lebesof Nitrefa, the Nebuch, she got some sort of problem, and now she's a trefa. Ubahapligi, and therefore the machlokis is different. This is the machlokis. Rabbi Ezer Savar Uber Yerech Imo. Ezer holds the fetus in utero is merely a limb of the mother, and therefore, since the mother became a treifa, the fetus inside became a treifa. Uber yerech imohu. For Rabbanan Savrei, uber lav yerech imohu. And the rabbis hold the fetus is not merely a limb of the mother, but has an independent chashivas. So then, even if the mother became a treifa, the fetus is not necessarily damaged by this. There's a gewaldig shaila. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings a shaila, and this is one of the shailas you know there's an answer to, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. He says, what about when your wife is pregnant? Rabbi says, when your wife is pregnant, there's an uber inside your wife. So he says, is that an independent entity along there with your wife? Or is it merely a yerech imo, merely a limb of your wife? So Rabbi Akiva Eger gives an answer. Other achronim give an answer. It's a whole nother shia, it's a whole nother sugya, but you understand there's an answer to that kind of kasha. So good. So ubar yerech imo, that it's a part of the motherhood. Amar Rav Huna, modim chachamim. Rav Huna says the chachamim agree, Rabbi Eliezer, be'afroch beitza treifa, with a chick that hatches out of a treifa egg. So the mother bird was a treifa, and she laid an egg. So here, there's an old shiloh which came first, the chicken or the egg. So here, we know the chicken came first, the treifa chicken came first, and laid a treifa egg, but now this egg has hatched. So he says, Rav Huna says, that the rabbis agree that this efroch, the chick that hatches out, is usser, cannot go on the mizbeach. My taima, what's the reason? Ad kan lo pligi ele Rabbi Eliezer. So up to this point, they do not disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Ele bevlod behema, only about the offspring of an animal. Mistama our Mishnah was about the offspring of an animal. Rabbi Eliezer said that the offspring of a treifa animal could not go on the mizbeach, but the rabbis allowed it. So why? De me'avira ka ravya. The animal comes out of the avir, out of the airspace. So we're going to read the Rashi in a second, don't worry. Aval beitza treifa, the egg of a treifa bird, migufa de tarnegolta karavya. It grows out of the body itself of the chicken. Understand, chickens don't go on the mizbeach, that's Torim b'nei Yonah do, but the tarnegolta is used as that's the kind of bird that would normally be thinking about the egg. So Rashi here, he says, Vlad bimei behema, a fetus in the uterus of an animal, eino aduk begufa, it itself is not attached to her body, eila talui be'aver, it's suspended in the space in her body, ume atzmo hu notzar vegodel vacholech, and from itself, from the fetus itself, it grows and is formed and goes on growing. So we understand that the fetus is connected through the umbilical cord. But we also know nowadays through science, and apparently Rashi knew, that the fetus is growing from itself. The cells of the fetus are dividing, and they're using what the fuel that's coming through the umbilical cord is used as fuel for these cells to start dividing and growing and separating into organs and becoming the animal. But that the mass of the mother is not being pushed directly onto the embryo. The embryo itself is growing separately using the mother's bloodstream through the umbilical cord as the fuel. And so you contrast this to the egg. Aval beitza kol zman she'eina nigmura. As long as the beitza is not fully formed, aduka be'eshkol, it's still connected to the egg generator of the chicken. Ugedila v'nigmara magufa tarnagolis, and it's getting bigger and finished from the body of the birds. And this is actually the metzias, that the mass of the bird is going onto the egg. The egg itself is not growing larger. The bird is adding mass onto the egg. So that's the first explanation. Rashi brings Elishna Acharina, Me'avira Karavya, it's growing out of the air. La'achar shenolad. So after the animal's born, you understand the animal comes out very small. Baruch Hashem, a human baby, even smaller. Animals come out, they can usually walk around right away. Human babies, they need, Baruch Hashem, they need our nurturing, they need our care, they come out very small. But most of their growth happens after they come out. Versus an egg comes out fully formed. Hilkach ikar gedulo eino me'imo. So most of the growth of an animal is not from the mother, so it wouldn't be a problem if the mother's a treifa. Val beitza migufa tetarnegolta ravya. The beitza comes out fully formed from the bird. V'hadavar mechiach. And so you can see it's a proof. She'achar sheyatza eino gedela, because the egg doesn't grow at all after it comes out. Mishumachi mod rabbanan Lashon Yerushalmi. So he says the second explanation is from the Yerushalmi. So you see that the egg comes out fully grown from the chicken. Now, it's interesting. We all know eggs are parv, right? Eggs are parv. Rabbi Zai, what if you check the chicken and you open up the bird and you find an egg inside the bird that does not have a shell and it's still attached to the eshkol, it's still attached to the mother bird. How about that egg? Anyone? Is that parv? It's a fleishig egg from the back row. Shkoyach Aryeh. It's a fleishig egg. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that when it's still attached, it's called a mu'urav begidin. It's attached with sinews to the bird. It's a fleishig egg. And once it's fully formed and starts getting detached, then it's parv. But he says the women are machmir, that they don't treat it as parv until it has a shell. So if they opened up the bird and found an egg with a shell, with klipa, that would be parv, but without the shell would not be parv. So he says, listen, we understand Me'ikra Din, it could be parv already, even without the shell, but let the women be in charge of the kitchen, let them, you know, for sake of shalom, you know, we understand that they're going to be machmir and call those eggs fleishig. So that is a fleishig egg. Beautiful. So back to the Gemara. Now we understand the difference between an animal baby and an egg. Good. So, an egg, a filo rabbanan modu. So the rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that the chick hatching out of that should be usher for the mizbeach. Amar le Rava le Rav Huna. So Rava says to Rav Huna, he says, Tani de misayelach, there's a b'raisa that supports your opinion. And this is an interesting b'raisa. Melo tarvad rima. They got a ladle full of maggots. Haba me adam chai, off a live person. What's going on is nebuch. This person has a significant health problem where he actually has part of his body is decaying and there are rima, there are maggots eating away at this part of his body, nebuch, and they take a scoop of it out of him. Rabbi Eliezer metame. Rabbi Eliezer says this scoop of maggots that have been eating this person is tame. And the Rashi says it could be he passed away after, and he brings another the man who's decaying, brings another explanation, afil b'chayev name metame, even when he's still alive, he's metame, like a dead body. Rabbi Eliezer would say he's tame, it's aver min achai, it's like he's an aver min achai, metame b'magam masa b'ohel, aver min ameis, like an aver min ameis. So what's going on, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the maggots are eating away at a decaying limb of this unfortunate person. And when you take a scoop of these maggots that have been ingesting his decaying flesh, it's metame like an aver min ameis. So even though this person is still alive, he's metame like he's dead. You could call him a living dead. What do we call that, Rabbi Sai? A zombie. Beautiful. This is the makor for zombies in Shas. Now, Rabbi Sai, does anybody know, this is not in the Gemara anymore, okay? So, does anybody know the first major zombie movie? Anyone? Night of the Living Dead. What year was that? 68. Thank you. Well done. Well done in the second row. Excellent. Beautiful. So, they started work on the Night of the Living Dead in 1967. What was 1967, Rabbi Sai? 6 Day War, Har Habayit Biyadeinu. Rabbi Sai, there are no coincidences in the world. Everything is straight from Hashem. Everything is under Hashgachas Hashem Yisborach. Why did zombie movies start in 1967, 1968? Hashem is preparing us for Techiyas Hamesim. Thank you. Well done. You heard it here first. The idea of Techiyas Hamesim started coming back into the world right after 1967. Hashem is preparing us for the upcoming, God willing, very soon, Misa, where we will have living dead. We will have people will come out of their graves and start walking around and start, Baruch Hashem, learning Torah and building a base of Mikdash and all of these beautiful things. But to prepare the world for this eventuality, Hashem put it into the teva of some independent filmmakers to make the Night of the Living Dead right after the 6 Day War, Har Habayit Biyadeinu. So, Baruch Hashem, you heard it here first, zombies and shas. Anyway, back to Rabbi Eliezer being metame, the decaying flesh and the maggots. Beautiful. Back to the zombies. Chachamim Mitarin. The Chachamim say, this is tahor, this ladle full of maggots. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alei di ele berima. So they disagree about maggots. I mean, if it was really his flesh, it was really his limb, they would say it's tame. But maggots, they say, is tahor. Why de pirsha ba'amahu? It's merely a pirsha. It's a waste product. It's not part of his body. So Blazer says the maggots nebuch ate part of his body, but it's not part of his. But the rabbis say it's not really part of his body. Of all beitza, but an egg de megufa de tarnegolet, which comes out of the body. It's built, we said in the Rashi, it's built out of the body of the bird itself, and the bird was a trefa. Who, afilu rabbanan modu, they would agree, Rabbi Ezer, that the beitza of a trefa is trefa, and the chick that hatches out should also be a trefa. Or at least usher on the mizbeach, at least a vlad trefa. Amar le Abaye, Abaye disagrees. He says, Aldraba should be the opposite. Ipka mistabra, the opposite conclusion is more clear. Adkan, lo polig, Rabbi Ezer, alayhu. Up until this point, Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree with the Rabbanan, Elihu de Rabbanan, sorry, ele berima. He disagrees about maggots, about a rima. De ikri adam mechayim rima, that a human being can be called a maggot when he's still alive. And Rabbi said, please do not go around calling your friends maggots, but Abaye brings a pasuk. Dichsev, there's a pasuk in Eov, which says, af ki enush rima, even though the man is like a maggot, uven adam tolea, and the son of Adam is like a tolea. Now this pasuk actually has a very deeper meaning, because there's a famous king who calls himself a tolea. Who knows? I might have heard of David HaMelech over there. David HaMelech says, Anochi tolat v'loish, I'm like a worm, not a man. It is anava, it's a lashon of anava. You know, don't call someone else a worm, but you can call yourself a worm as a lashon of anava. And Ben Adam, David HaMelech is Ben Adam, because Adam HaRishon saw in Sefer Dorot that there would be a baby born, and then the baby would pass away. And Adam HaRishon asked Hashem, this is a medrash, Adam HaRishon asked, he says, what's with this baby? He's a beautiful baby, and he's just going to pass away right away. And Hashem says, look, that would be David HaMelech, but unfortunately, there's a gezeira, he's going to pass away immediately. And Adam HaRishon said, please give him 70 years of my life. So Adam Rishon would have lived 1,000 years. And Adam Rishon lived 930 years, and David HaMelech took those 70 years as a gift from Adam Rishon. So the Pasuk in Eov says, Ben Adam Tolea, the son of Adam HaRishon, that's David HaMelech, the spiritual son that Adam Rishon gave him 70 years of his life, is Tolea, is so humble that he's like a worm. Even though he was David HaMelech, he would sing songs to Hashem, he would stay up all night learning Torah, writing Tehillim, he would fight the wars for Am Yisrael, he was the leader of Am Yisrael, but he was an Anav. You see the difference between a real king of Am Yisrael and the politicians, you know, Nebuch, the politicians we have all over the world, they don't compare themselves to a worm, they don't have the humility. And David HaMelech, even though he was a gadol in Torah, he was a gadol in Milchama, he was a gadol in so many areas of his life, but he called himself a worm out of his humility. So, Baruch Hashem, but Rabbi Eliezer is saying that a person is also called a worm, and therefore, if the maggots ate the person, or ate his decaying limb, that could be metame, because a person, when you get down to it, Nebuch, after 120 years, a person does become consumed by worms, and even when he's alive, the Pasuk and Eiv calls a person a rima and a tolea. Good. V'tikvat enosh rima. Right. And they bring the pasuk tikvat enosh rima. That's a different pasuk. Good. Uven adam tolea. Right. Aval gabe beitza, but by an egg, it's different. Emot godla, when does the chick grow from the egg? Lechi masracha, when the egg itself is rotting, is putrid. So what's going on is the contents of the egg, the yolk and the white, are decaying and being burnt up as fuel to build the chick as a chick. So we know where's the chick? Is it in the white or the yolk? Anyone? I heard neither. It's in between. And it grows out of both the yolk and the white, and those things are decaying and feeding this baby bird to grow, this ephroach, to grow into a chick. V'ki asracha, and when these contents of the egg is rotting away, afra ba'almahu, it's considered now dirt only. It doesn't have halachic status as being treifa anymore. So the treifa mother bird laid an egg. So the egg is the beitza of a treifa, and you can't eat it. But the chick that's growing in this egg is not called a treifa, because the contents of the treifa egg are actually decaying when this chick is growing and it's becoming a new entity. It's not that the contents of the egg are magically turning into the chick. It's that the embryonic chick is dissolving the contents of the egg to grow into something new. So there, Afilu Rabbi Eliezer mode. So by the egg, he turns it around. He says, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree to Chachamim that the chick from this egg should even be mutter. Ve'od Tanya, we have a Baraisa Behedya, that it explicitly says this. Mode Rabbi Eliezer lechachamim, Rabbi Eliezer agrees be'efroch beitza trefa, beitzas trefa. He agrees by the chick that hatches out of the treif egg that it's mutter for the mizbeach, and it's mutter for your omelet, Rabosai. Not that, well, the chick can't be an omelet. The egg can't be an omelet, sorry, because it's a treifa, but the chick can grow up and be your dinner. Shemutter, that it's mutter. Amar le yitanya tani, he says, listen, if you have a baraisa that says Rabbi Eliezer agrees by the chick out of the treifa egg, if it's taught, then it's taught. The Shulchan Aruch says in Pei Vav Zion, he says, Efroch, the Efroch that comes out of Beit HaTrefa is actually mutter. By the egg itself, it's not so plush. The egg of a Trefa bird is definitely Usser. And the Shaila comes up, if that egg was mixed in with other eggs and they were all cooked together, that maybe the contents of the egg, there's a kula, can be considered not to give taste, that they're only like mayim, as long as the klipa, as long as the shell's on the egg, we assume that the taste doesn't really go out of the Beit HaTrefa, because it's not really a strong taste. It's like maya, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Rama actually says, lehadchila yizahir. The Rama says, try not to eat the chick that hatched out of a trefa egg. And I'm really not sure, it's Surachiyun over there, I have to do my homework, why the Rama would say, lehadchila, maybe we should be careful not to eat the chick. But the Shulchan Aruch definitely says you could eat the chick that hatched out of the egg that laid by the trefa bird. And it seems to be the maskana in the Gemara. Beautiful. Two dots. Rabbi Hanina ben Tignus Omer. Kesher Shiyankam in a trefa. So he said a kosher animal that was nursing out of a trefa animal should not go on the Mizbeach. My timer. What's the reason? Ilema, if you want to tell me, that it got fattened up from the trefa milk. Elemeata, if this is the case, that makes it aser for the Mizbeach. If you fed it fodder that belonged to Avodah Zarah, it should also be aser, and that's not the case. That would be mutter. Elatani Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Trita, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina from Trita, explained in front of Rabbi Yochanan what's going on here. Kigon Shehinika Cholav Roseach Mishacharit Leshacharit. That this kosher animal drank this trefa milk every morning for breakfast. And the Rashi explains, this is Kol Yamav, all the days of this animal's life, it was nursing this trefa milk. Hoel v'yachola la'amod alea me'et le'et, because it can subsist on this milk for 24 hours. It doesn't need any other food. The Rashi explains, al oso cholov shel shacharis, on this breakfast milk, me'es le'et, it can subsist 24 hours, below shum achela cheres, without even eating any other food. Keshegia me'es le'et, and when it reaches the next day, chazer v'yanka, it nurses again from the trefa milk. Hilkach kol gedilasa mimena. So all the growth of this kosher animal has come from the trefa milk. V'afilu achla dvar mecherim, even if it ate other food, bein time in the middle, because it could subsist only on the trefa milk, and it's eating the trefa milk every single day. So we look at it halachically as if all of the growth of this animal is coming from the trefa milk, even if it does eat some other things for lunch and dinner. So you see from here, the chashivas of having a hearty breakfast can really fill you up to last the entire day. We have a concept, pas shacharis and halacha. If you eat a hearty breakfast, it prevents a lot of health problems. It's very good for you. But in this calf is nursing us from the trefa every single day. Therefore, all of the growth of this calf comes from the trefa, and it should not go up on the mizbeach. Of course, the cure would be take the calf away from the trefa animal that's nursing it for 24 hours, have it eat other food, and now the animal's growing also from a mutter source and should be mutter. Two dots. Kola kodshim shenasu treifa ein podin. So he said at the end of the Mishnah, if Nebuch, your kodshim animal, became a treifa, we don't podi it because we don't redeem an animal just to feed it to the dogs. It's disrespectful to the kodshim. Minahanamili, what's the source? Tana Rabbanon, there's a braisa, tizbach, velo giza. You shecked it to eat it, and not for giza. Not for giza is for shearing, to take the wool off and use it to make a suit. Ve'achalta v'lo leklavecha, and ve'achalta, and you should eat it v'lo leklavecha, and you shouldn't feed it to your dogs. Basar and the meat v'lo chalav. You can take the meat of a kochim animal that you've redeemed, but not the milk. Mikan, we learn from here, she'ein podim et kochim hachilan leklavim. We don't redeem hektesh to feed it to the dogs. Ike de amre, there's another reading of this pasuk, tizbach ve'achalta. Once you shecked it, you can eat it. So eating is often used for, you can enjoy it in other ways also. Ein lacha behen heter, you don't have no heter to use this redeemed kochim animal. Ele mishas zvicha ve'elech, only after you shecked it. So you can't take the milk from it, you can't take the wool from it, but after you shecked it, you can use it. Kasavar podin es a kochim lachin leklavim. According to the second version, he holds you can redeem a kochim animal merely to feed it to the dogs. Hadron alach kol esurim. Now there's actually a pasuk lekelev tashlichu noso. If you have a treifa, the Torah instructs you to throw it to the dogs. Rabbi Yosei, it's an amazing thing. And it's a beautiful vart, and I'm not sure who started the vart, but it's so beautiful, I'm going to say it, that if you had a treifa in your flock, and you throw that treifa to the dogs, well, which dogs are those? Which dogs are around your flock? That's your sheepdogs. Now, whose fault is it that there's a treifa in your flock? The sheepdogs, because they didn't do their job, and so a wolf came in, Nebuch, a lion came in, the dogs didn't scare it away. And even though the dogs failed this one time, we still give them the meat. We might have thought, oh, we should punish the dogs because they didn't do their job. No, the Torah says, please give them the meat. Give them a reward. Why? Because listen, they made a mistake this one time. They didn't live up to your expectations this one time. But they're loyal sheepdogs. They're your friends. They're working for you. Please look at the whole relationship. The Torah says, Hashem says, look at the whole relationship. They're loyal. They're your friends. They're helping you. Give them this reward, even though this reward came about because they made this one mistake. Rabosai, kal vachomer, our friends, our family, our wives, they're going to make mistakes. It's inevitable. We're human beings. No one's perfect. They will make mistakes. If we focus on the mistake and we ignore the whole context of the relationship and the loyalty and the friendship, we're losing the big picture. Beautiful. Thank you. It's not my vart. It's just a beautiful vart, though. So we think about that with the kelev. Beautiful. Yeah, next parak. Yesh bekodshim mizbeach, she'ein bekodshe bedek abayis. There are things about kodshim that go up on the altar. Those are the animals and the menachot, things like this, that do not apply to the kodshim of bedek abayis. Bedek abayis is the temple fund, the temple treasury, the building fund, sometimes we call it. Yesh bekodshe bedek abayis, there are some aspects of kodshe bedek abayis, she'ein bekodshe mizbeach, that do not apply to things that go on the mizbeach. Now the Mishnah explains, she'kodshe mizbeach otin tumura. An animal that's going to go up on the mizbeach, it can make a tumura. Rabosai, it can be switched. It's an aveira, don't try this at home, that's what our whole mesechta is about. But if he tries to switch the kedusha of one carbon onto a new animal, hayahu utmurato yeh kodesh. Now they're both kodshe. The gears that we have, ain osin tsumura. But bedekabayas, an animal that belongs to bedekabayas, does not make a tsumura. Kochim is beach, chayavin alav mishum pigal notar tame. Before we turn the page, a little review of zvachim. It wasn't that long ago, we're both saying zvachim, it seems like centuries ago. Pigal is when they did an avoda on a carbon with the intention to consume the carbon, either to eat it or to burn it after the time. So the intention was to have it consumed after the time limit. That's called pigul. Notar is leftover meat. It's a different isser, but the meat was actually left. If you had one day or 2 days to eat the meat and they want to eat it on the third day, leftovers after 3 days is notar. Vitame, and a person who's tame is trying to eat kochim that can only be eaten when they are tahor. That is also isser akaris. So that's our review of zvachim, al regal achas, turning over to Ahmed Beis. Vladon and the offspring of kochim mizbeach, the chalavon and milk from them is usr, la'achar pidyonim, even after we redeem them. We just saw a little bit about this at the end of the last parak, that even after you redeem them, you can't use their giza and their milk. You can't use their wool and their milk. You can only use their meat. V'hashochtin b'chutz, if we shecht kodshe mizbeach outside the mishkan, outside the temple, that's chayiv karas. Ein notni mehem le'umnin, we do not give them to workers or craftsmen bischaran for their wages. Mashen ken bekodshe bedek abayis. And this is not true by the building fund, by the bedek abayis. Yesh bekodshe bedek abayis. And there are things special about kodshe bedek abayis. Shestam hekdeshes. A stam, a unexplained hekdesh. Someone was makdish stam without specifying where it should go. Le bedek abayis. That goes to bedek abayis, according to the Mishnah. Hekdesh Bedek Abayis Chal Al Hakol, and the status of Bedek Abayis can apply to anything. Umoalin Begidulehem, and there's Me'ila with what comes out, what's born out of Hekdesh Bedek Abayis. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. Ve'ein Bahen Hanal Abaylim, and there's no enjoyment to the owners of Bedek Abayis. Majenkin with Karbanos, a lot of the Karbanos, excluding an Ola, parts of those Karbanos are actually eaten. So a Shlamim, the owners eat a lot of this. A Tauda, a Chatas, Kohani meat. But a lot of the Kochim Kalim Karbanos, the owners actually get some of that meat from that carbon. Gemara, Klalahu, is this a general rule to call Kochim Mizbeach Ozin Tamura, that every Kochim Mizbeach, every animal that's destined for the Mizbeach can make a Tamura? Hare Ofos, what about birds? To Kochim Mizbeach, and they go up on the Mizbeach. It's not, and our Mishnah said, it's a great review, Hamenachos Ve'ofos Ein Ozin Tamura. We don't make a tamura with a mincha or with a bird, only with a behema. Ki katane. So what is our Mishnah teaching about? A behema. It's only teaching about behemot. Vahare vlad kochim mizbeach. What about the offspring of an animal destined for the mizbeachu? It's non ein havlad ose tamura. We have a Mishnah that the offspring of a kodesh animal, you can't make tamura by trying to switch with the offspring. It doesn't have enough kedusha. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. That's a great reveal. It was only 2 weeks ago, Rabbi Yosai. De Amar, Yehuda says, Vlad Ose Tamura, that the offspring of a Kodesh animal, you were Makdish the mother, and Mazel Tov had a baby, that baby has enough Kedusha that if someone wanted to switch that baby's Kedusha onto another animal, that would make it Tamura. Hare Tamura Atzma, de Kodesh Mizbeach, but we know that Tamura itself also goes in the Mizbeach, Hayahu Tamura to Ye Kodesh, the first animal you're Makdish and the Tamura that someone made. They both go on the Mizbeach, it's not, and the Mishnah says, Ein Tamura Ose Tamura, that once it's a Tamura, it doesn't make a second Tamura. The first animal, or both say that you were Makdish itself, makes a Tamura, but not the Tamura animal. Ki Katani Iker Zivcha. So our Mishnah is talking about the Iker Zivcha, the first animal you were Makdish. Hashta de Atit Lahachi. So now that you've come to this explanation, Afilu Tamura Bonan, you don't have to say it was Rabbi Yehuda, that a Vlad Kochim can make a Tamura. Ki Katani Iker Zivcha. That our Mishnah is only talking about the Iker animal, the first animal of Makdish, that's the one that can make Tamura, and we don't have to worry about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan here. Ein notnin mehen le'umnan, le'umnin. We do not give from Kodshe Mizbeach to the workers, to the craftsmen, to pay them. Ha, Kodshe Bedek Abayis, notnin. So we see from here that the Kodshim that belong to Bedek Abayis, that belong to the building fund, you can give Kodshim. If someone was Makdish an animal to Bedek Abayis, you could give it to the workers. As you can imagine, Park Heights Roofing pulls the truck up to the base of Mikdash, and they fix something up on the roof, and then the Gizbar, the treasurer of the base of Mikdash, gives them, you know, an animal that's Kodesh, that's Hekdesh. That would be the Metzias. That's what happened in the days of the base of Mikdash, that they would make repairs or they would make upgrades to the base of Mikdash, and the treasurers of the temple would be paying with Hekdesh, with Kodesh money to the workers. And this is why we had in... we'll see it in Maseches Midos. We'll see it we had it in other places. They were very careful measuring what they sold to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the craftsmen who were selling materials and building items for the Beis HaMikdash were very careful not to get overpaid. They actually wanted to give more to the Beis HaMikdash than they received so they wouldn't be guilty of Me'ilah, because they were getting paid with money from Bedek Abayis. So we saw that there's a Mishnah, they had two different measuring rods. One for getting the materials and one for giving the materials to the Beis HaMikdash, so they would be sure not to come to Me'ilah because they were getting paid out of Bedek Abayis. We're going to see a lot more about this in Maseches Me'ilah, preview of coming attractions. Amar Vabahu, so what's the reason we pay workers out of Kodshim Bedek Abayis? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti Betocham. Asuli Mishali. You make for me. So this Asuli, he reads Mishali. Suli Mikdash Veshachanti Betocham. You make me a Mikdash, and I will dwell with you. But you understand, things that are Kodshim, the Kodshim of Bedek Abayis can be used to pay a simple worker to cut stones, to quarry stones for the base of Mikdash. That his mundane work gets a Kedusha because he's using his efforts, he's using his skills, he's using his craftsmanship for a higher purpose, for the base of Mikdash. Now we can pay him with Kodshim. So to all of us, when we're using our skills and whatever acuity Hashem is giving us, when we're using it for a higher purpose, the reward we get is Kodshim, is the sanctity that Hashem is going to lift us up. Good. Two dots. Yesh be Kodshim bedek abayis, that do not apply to Kodshim Mizbeach. Amar Mar, we said, Stam Hektesh Lebedek Abayis, that a Stam, an undifferentiated netter of Hektesh, goes to Bedek Abayis. V'chal alakol, and applies to everything. Mantana, who's the teacher of this statement? Amar Rechia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Delok Rabbi Yoshua. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yoshua, as we're going to see. Tanya, the Baraisa says, Hamaktish Nechasav, he's maktish all of his property. Aya behen behema, ruyele gabim mizbech, and among his property are animals that are eligible to go up on the mizbech. So zecharim v'nekevos, and they're both male and female animals. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what do we do with these animals? Zecharim yemachru l'tzorche olos. The male animals we will sell to people who are obligated to bring a carbon ola, because an ola can only be from a male animal. And the kevos and the female animals, yemachru l'tzorche shlamim, will sell them to people who need to bring a shlamim, because a shlamim comes from female animals. Udmehem, and the money that we get from selling these animals, yiplu im shar nechasav, it falls with the rest of his assets, lebedek habayis, it all ends up going to the treasury. Even though there are animals here that will become karbanos, he doesn't bring them as karbanos, he sells them to people who need to bring karbanos, and all of the proceeds go to bedek habayis with all of his other assets. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Eliezer, he says, zecharim hen atzman yikervu olos, his male animals themselves should become olos. Nekevos yimakro litzorche shlamim. And the female animals, we're going to sell them to people who need to bring a shlamim. V'yavi b'temehem olos. And we'll bring from that money more olos, because the proceeds from the animals should go to the mizbeach. The Tosfos explains what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yoshua. He says, lo shavik inish kochi mizbeach, u'maktish kedushas domim. A person wouldn't leave over the mizbeach and give it only financial value. Alma Rabbi Yeshua ein stam hekdeshus lebedek bayis. That was in the Tosfos. So Yeshua does not hold by this stam hekdeshus lebedek bayis that our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah is only Rabbi Eliezer. And the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is, if a person's makdish everything he owns, he doesn't simply want to give it to the building fund. He wants to bring the animals up as karbanos. He wants to elevate them to the service of Hashem when he can, when possible. Ushar nechasim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the other things that are not animals that are fit for the mizbeach, yiplu the bedek habayis, they go to bedek habayis, to the building fund. Pligi de Rav Ada, and this is not like Rav Ada Bar Hava. Amar Rav Ada Bar Hava, he has a different reading. Amar Rav be'eder shekulo zacharim, he says what's going on is when there's a flock that's all males. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer mode, Rabbi Eliezer would agree to Rabbi Yeshua. De lo shavik inish kochim mizbeach, a person would not ignore something that could be kochim to go on the mizbeach, umaktish lebedek habayis, and give this whole flock of male animals to the building fund. Because this is a whole flock of males. They could all go up as olos, as a carbon ola on the mizbeach. Lo nechlaku, they only disagree, according to Rav Ada Bar Hava, ele be'eder sheyesh bo mechze zecharim mechze nekevas, by a flock that's half males, half females. He says, Rabbi Eliezer savar ein cholek es nidro, a person does not divide his neder. Midig in the kevos lav olos, since the female animals cannot be a carbon ola, zecharim nami lav olos, so to the males would not be an ola. So he holds a person, he wants his netter to go to one place, either to the mizbeach, either to bedek habayis. And since if he brings the, you understand, if he brings the females to the shlamim, he's going to eat the meat. So it's not going to be, all the kedusha is not going to go to the temple, because he gets to eat the meat and share it with his friends and share it with the kohanim. So if the flock is half males, half females, we're going to have him sell it all and give the money to bedek habayis, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua savar, cholek es nidro, he would divide his neder, and the males would go on the mizbeach, and the females, they would sell them for shlamim, and the money would go to bedek habayis, because he could divide the neder between kodshe mizbeach and kodshe for bedek habayis. Lishna achrina, another version, amrei la amrav adabar hava, it could have been, this is what Rav Adabar Hava said, is the case, amrav bishalo hikdish ela behema. When he's only makdish his animals, animals that are eligible for the mizbeach, afilu Rabbi Eliezer mode, Rabbi Eliezer would agree to lo shavik inish kochi mizbeach makdish lebedek habayis. A person would not ignore the mizbeach, would not ignore bringing animals on the altar and give it all to the building fund. Lo nechlaku elek sheish shar nechasi mimachem. They disagree when it's not only animals or bosai, but it's also maybe it's buildings, it's fields, it's gold, silver, it's other things that can't go on the mizbeach. The Rabbi Lezer Savar Ein Adam Cholek Es Nidro. The Rabbi Lezer says a person does not divide up his neder between the Mizbeach and the Bedek Abayis. Midashar Nechasim Lo Lekodshe Mizbeach, because the other things, the non-animals, can't go on the Mizbeach. Behemanami Lo Lekodshe Mizbeach. So the animals too, he means them all to go to the same place, so the value of the animals will go to Bedek Abayis. You understand? He'll sell the animals, like we said before, and all the money will go to Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, Adam Cholek Es Nidro, he can divide up his neder to two different targets. Dumehem Yiplu Im Shar Nechasim Lebedek Habayis. And so the value of it, the males will go as olas, and the value of the females, the shlamim, will go with the rest of his assets to Bedek Habayis. Bishlam Alishna Batra. So it sounds better to the second version. Inu Dekatani, this is why in our Mishnah it teaches Im Shar Nechasim. In our Mishnah it said that the value of the animals would go with Shar Nechasim, with the other properties, the non-animal properties, Lebedek Habayis. Ela Lishna Kama, but for the first version, where Rav Adabar Hava was saying, well, they disagree. If it's all males, then Rabbi Eliezer would agree that they should be olas. It's when they're males and female animals that Rabbi Eliezer would say they should all be sold and the money should go to Bedek Habayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that the males should go as olas and the females should be sold and given to Bedek Habayis. So that version did not mention Shar Nechasim. It didn't mention anything else. It was only about animals there. Litnei Yiplu Lebedek Habayis. So it shouldn't say Yiplu Im Shar Nechasim Lebedek Habayis. It should not read... the money should go with his other assets. It should read simply the money of the shlamim, the money of the female animals that were sold for shlamim should go to Bedek Habayis. Tani Nami Hachi, so there's a b'risa also like this, Dumehem Niplu Lebedek Habayis. There's a version of our Mishnah that would be like the first version of Adabar Hava, that the value would go to Bedek Habayis. Okay, a little bit more. Hekdesh Bedek Habayis Chal Al Kol. The Kedusha Bedek Habayis can be Chal on anything. Letuye Mai, what does that include? What does anything include? Ravina, Amar Ravina Lesuye Shipuye Venive, includes even sawdust, if he was makdish trees, and they cut down the trees to make boards, even the sawdust is holy. Veniva, and niva is leaves. Very strange Rashi. Rashi says, Shenoshrim bimosachorif, that the leaves fall in the winter. Hayinu la zivil, and they'll be fertilizer. It's only strange because he doesn't say the word stav. Stav means fall in Ivrit, so I don't know the linguistics, maybe that's a modern word that Rashi didn't have in his lexicon, so he says they fall v'choref, or maybe in France the leaves didn't fall until mamish choref, which means winter. Molin b'gidulehin, and there's me'ila in what comes out of kochim for bedek abayis. Lesuye mai, what does this include? Amarav papa, lesuye cholav hamukdashin. It includes the milk of a kodesh animal, Ubeitzei Turin, and the eggs of the doves. Kidatanya, like the Brisa says, Chalav Mukdashin, Ubeitzei Turin, the milk of holy animals and the eggs of the doves, these are doves that are destined for the Mizbeach, Rabbi Sai, Lo Nechelin, Lo Nehenin, Velo Molin. This phrase means you're not allowed to get Hanah from it. You can't drink the milk or use the eggs in your omelet. Velo Mo'ilin, if he did take Hanah from it, he's not chay of the Isser Deraisa of Me'ila. He doesn't bring a carbon Me'ila. When does this apply? Bekochim Mizbeach. Only for Kochim Mizbeach. Aval Kochim Bedek Habayis. If it's Kochim Bedek Habayis, if this bird or this milk-producing animal belonged to the building fund, for example, Hikdish Tarnagolis, they were makdish a chicken. A chicken cannot be a carbon, but it can lay eggs for the temple treasury. There is me'ila de'araisa on its eggs. If you use those eggs in the omelets, he has to bring a carbon for the sin of me'ila, of misappropriation. Chamura, if they were makdish Mrs. Donkey to the temple. Molin b'cholva, then using its milk, which is probably used for soap, not for drinking, you understand? There would be me'ila, he'd bring a carbon for using that milk. Afilu demand amr molin b'gidule mizbech. Even for the opinion that it holds, there is me'ila on things that grow out of what's kodesh for the mizbech. Hani mile gidulin dechazu l'mizbeach. That's when the offspring are rawi to be l'mizbeach. They're, for example, the children of a mother animal that was kochim. Of all gidulin delochazu l'mizbeach, but things like milk and eggs that are not appropriate, ein molin behem. There's no iser of me'ila. There's an iser derabanan. You can't have hanah from it, but there's no iser of me'ila. If someone used it, it does not bring a carbon me'ila. Shkoyach rabosai. Very good.